Title: NLRB General Counsel Releases Memo Concerning Confidentiality and Non-Disparagement Clauses in Severance Agreements Post-McLaren. Content: On March 22, 2023, Jennifer Abruzzo, General Counsel, GC, of the National Labor Relations Board, NLRB or the Board, issued a memorandum intended to assist the regions in responding to inquiries regarding the Board decision in McLaren McComb, 372 NLRB No. 58, 2023. As we previously reported, the Board's decision in McLaren overturned a Trump-era ruling which gave employers certain latitude in drafting and executing severance agreements with their employees. Now, employers can no longer offer severance agreements which contain non-disparagement and confidentiality clauses that have a reasonable tendency to interfere with or coerce employees in the exercise of their Section 7 rights. The mere proffer of such an agreement by an employer to an employee will be deemed unlawful under by the Board. In her memo, GC Abruzzo emphasized that the severance agreement at issue in McLaren contained overly broad non-disparagement and confidentiality clauses that interfere, restrain, or coerce employees' exercise of their Section 7 rights under the National Labor Relations Act, the Act. Further, Abruzzo emphasized that the Board's underlying policy and purpose depends on employees' freedom to engage in Section 7 rights and to assist one another and the Board in preservation of these rights. Thus, employees and employers are not allowed to enter into agreements that broadly waive employee rights under the Act because such agreements restrict employees from engaging in activity protected by the Act or from filing unfair labor practice charges with the Board, helping other employees do so, or assisting the Board with investigations. Abruzzo's memo outlines specific issues that provide insight as to how the GC and NLRB regional offices will now analyze the language of severance agreements and employer communications generally. The memo is not binding on the Board or the U.S. Courts of Appeals. Severance agreements are not banned due to the Board's decision in McLaren. Abruzzo emphasizes in the memo that prior Board decisions have approved and upheld severance agreements, and that only those which contain overly broad provisions, such as confidentiality and non-disparagement provisions that could affect an employee's Section 7 rights, will be deemed violative of the Act if proffered, maintained, or enforced by an employer to an employee. Circumstances surrounding the proffer of a severance agreement do not necessarily matter. According to Abruzzo, the proffer of a severance agreement with provisions that contain overly broad language that affect employee Section 7 rights will be invalidated regardless of the circumstances surrounding the proffer. The GC states that the circumstances do not affect an analysis of whether the provisions are facially lawful, and an employer cannot have a legitimate interest in maintaining a facially unlawful provision in a severance agreement. The mere proffer of a severance agreement with overly broad provisions violates the Act regardless of whether the agreement is signed by the employee. Abruzzo states that a mere proffer of an agreement with overly broad provisions inherently coerces employees by conditioning severance benefits on the waiver of their Section 7 rights. Whether or not the employee actually signs the agreement is irrelevant for purposes of finding a violation of the Act. The GC memo suggests that the Board may extend the McLaren decision to apply to severance agreements issued to supervisors if related to unlawful conduct violative of Section 7 rights of employees. As the Act's protections do not extend to supervisors, Abruzzo claims that the decision in McLaren could apply to a severance agreement proffered to a terminated statutory supervisor who had refused to violate the NLRA per the employer's directives. As examples, the memo states it would be violative for an employer to retaliate against a supervisor who refuses to proffer an unlawfully overbroad severance agreement, and it could also be unlawful, in her view, for an employer to proffer a severance agreement to a supervisor in connection with Parker-Robb Chevrolet-related conduct. 1. McLaren has retroactive effect. Unless the Board made a determination that retroactive application of a decision would cause manifest injustice, decisions are presumed to have retroactive effect.